Chapter 4. Shadows were lengthening by the time Gale arrived at the Pedrosa house, and the row of lamps along the wall had been lit. She drove through the open iron gates and spotted Anthony's Eldorado among the cars parked in the circular driveway. She pulled in behind it, then grabbed her purse and hurried toward the entrance, set back under a portico draped with bougainvillea. Water splashed in a fountain. A few moments after she pressed the bell, the housekeeper swung back the heavy door.
Buenas noches, señora.
Gracias. Gale gave the woman a smile as she came inside. There was a wide opening to her left, and the living room was beyond. She heard conversation and laughter. Anthony stepped into the hall, saw who was there, and held out a hand to pull her close. His expression was a mix of relief and annoyance.
Why didn't you call? I was worried.
Is everyone starving? I'm so sorry. My phone was in my other purse. I had to talk to Dave, and the traffic...
He kissed her cheek. It's all right. We're having appetizers. Relax.
Inside the living room, there were more kisses and greetings for everyone, as if she hadn't seen most of them just last weekend for the christening of the newest great-grandson. Family dinners were frequent, usually based on a special occasion. Tonight was somebody's birthday. A great aunt, Gale thought. She had a moment of panic before remembering that Anthony had said he would take care of the gift. The matriarch of the family, Digna Maria Betancourt de Pedrosa, in his chic silk dress and pearl earrings, reached up from the sofa when Gale bent to kiss her. From behind his thick glasses, Anthony's grandfather gave her a wink.
Anthony, ya ella está hecha una cubana.
She's Cuban already, a reference to her tardiness. Gale winked back. This man was fluent in English, but spoke it less and less. In the 1940s, he had ridden for the Cuban equestrian team. Now he sat in a wheelchair. He had fought against this indignity, being pushed through his own house like an invalid. But after one too many falls, Digna had insisted. When Signora Pedrosa grasped the handles of her husband's chair, everyone moved toward the dining room. Gale walked with the youngest granddaughter, Betty.